Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for tonight's shiur, the final segment in the series of shiurim on the halachas of the 3 weeks. The past couple of weeks, we've been talking about some of the minhagim and the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. For tonight's shiur, I'd like to focus on the halachas of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Lamed quotes a Braisa which says, Kol mitzvos hanogos ba'ovel nogos b'Tisha B'Av. That aside from the fact that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tainus, it's a fast day, and one is prohibited from eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av, it's also a Yom Evel. It's a day that we mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash in the most profound way. And as such, all of the halachas that apply to an Ovel during Shiva apply on Tisha B'Av. Osir besicha rechitza nilas asandal v'tashmi shamita. One is prohibited from all of the classical inuyim, from bathing and from wearing shoes and so on. And v'osir b'talmud Torah says the Braisa, one is prohibited from learning Torah as well, except for dvarim haroim, except for those parts of Torah that make a person sad. One is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av because pikudei Hashem yishar mesam chelev, divrei Torah make a person happy. One is not allowed to be happy on Tisha B'Av. It's a time that we have to observe all of the avelus that one would observe during Shiva. So Tisha B'Av is both a Yom Tainus and it's a Yom Evel. All of the halachas that are mentioned in this Braisa, all of the Dine Avelus in the Braisa, apply to the entire day of Tisha B'Av. One is not allowed to learn Torah the whole day. One is not allowed to obey the entire day. But there are a few minhage avelus that apply on Tisha B'Av only before Chatzos. Take, for example, sitting on the ground. The Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Teh Sif Gimel that on the night of Tisha B'Av and in the morning, we sit in the Beis HaKnesses on the ground until Tfilas Mincha. The Ramah adds that our minhag is to get up from the ground a little bit earlier. We sit on the ground both the night of Tisha B'Av and the morning of Tisha B'Av when we say Kinos. And the Ramah says that when Marech in the Kinos, we try to extend the Kinos until just a little bit before Chatzos. And then we get up from the ground at Chatzos. So it would appear both from the Mechaber and the Ramah that we're not sitting on the ground the whole day. According to the Ramah, we're only sitting on the ground until Chatzos, only during the time that we're saying Kinos. Why is that the case? If the reason why we're sitting on the ground is because it's a din avelus, we're trying to act the same way that an ovel would act during Shiva, so then at first glance, we should sit on the ground the whole day. Why should we get up from the ground at Chatzos? What's more, we know that we don't wear a talis and tefillin for Shachris the morning of Tisha B'Av. Shulchan Aruch writes in Tovkuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph that we do wear a talis katan, but we don't wear a talis gadol, we don't wear the talis in shul, and we don't wear tefillin either. And then, by mincha, we put on the talis and tefillin and we make a brach on them. Why should we distinguish between Shachris as opposed to mincha? We know that in Ovel, it's mutter to wear tefillin after the first day. He's allowed to wear tefillin even during Shiva. The first day is viewed as somehow something different, something more chamer. But the rest of Shiva, he's allowed to wear tefillin. And the oval wears a talis even on the first day of Shiva. So why on Tisha B'Av should we not wear talis and tefillin in the morning? We only wear the talis and tefillin mincha time. The Mishnah Berurah says that on Tisha B'Av, there's a medrash eicha, on the pasuk Bitza Emraso, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried out his plan. But the Medrash has an interesting interpretation that Bitza Emraso means that he tore his garment. So Bitza Emraso means that somehow we're not supposed to wear our regular garments, so we don't wear the talis gadol. And similarly, from the pasuk Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the splendor of Klal Yisrael to the ground. Tiferes Yisrael refers to the tefillin. So because of that, we don't wear talis and tefillin on Tisha B'Av. But the question is, if that's the case, then why should we distinguish between Shachris and Mincha? If we don't wear talis and tefillin, so even for Mincha, we shouldn't wear talis and tefillin either. And thirdly, there's another minig that we find that only applies before Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tovkuf Nundal at Sivchav Beis that in a place where people have a minig, people have the custom not to do melacha, not to do work on Tisha B'Av, then it's appropriate not to do work in that particular place. But says the Ramah, no one has a minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. It's only before Chatzos that some people have a minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av. Why is that true? What cuts the nature of such a minig? That we don't do malach only before Chatzos on Tisha B'Av? If we're not going to do malacha, so then the minhag should apply the whole day. Why should it only apply only until chatzos? So these are three minhagim that we find, seemingly three minhagi avelus that only apply before chatzos and Tisha B'av, but don't apply afterwards. Sitting on the ground, not wearing talis and tefillin, and not doing malacha. Why is there a distinction between before chatzos as opposed to after chatzos for these three minhagim? The Rav commented that perhaps the answer to why yeshiva gabei karka, sitting on the ground, only applies before chatzos, the answer lies in a deeper understanding of the comparison between the avelus of Tisha B'av and the avelus of a regular avel during Shiva. The fact is that even before Shiva begins, there's another period for the avel. If someone loses a close relative before he even begins the period of Shiva, he is what we call an oning. He has the status of meso mutalafanov. Before the kvura, before the relative is buried, it's meso mutalafanov. His mace, the dead relative, is in front of him, and he is what we call an onen. He has a period of aninus before avela starts. Min haTorah, the onen is also b'maiser sheni and b'kotchim. He's not allowed to eat maiser sheni, and he's not allowed to eat kotchim. Midrabanan, Chazal added that an onen doesn't do other things as well. One of the things that an onen is not allowed to do is he can't eat behaseba. He can't recline when he's eating. It used to be at the time of the Gemara, they would lean as they were eating. The onen is not allowed to recline. He's not allowed to lean when he eats. Why is that the case? So the Mefarshim explained, someone will explain that the reason why the onen doesn't lean is because we don't want him to get into the mood of eating, and he'll forget perhaps to bury the mace. He'll be so involved that he won't be thinking about his mace. So we want him only to eat in a snack-like way, in a somewhat temporary way. He shouldn't have a suda kavua. He shouldn't have a real meal. So that's why the onion is not allowed to be massive. He's not allowed to recline as he's eating. The Ramban explains that for the same reason, the onion is not allowed to sit on a chair either. Not only can he not recline, but he has to sit on the ground, because we're afraid that if he sits on a chair, again, he might become too involved in his eating. He might become too comfortable, and if he's too comfortable, then he's going to forget about his mace, and he might not be osik in the kvura of the mace. Said the Rav, that's perhaps the idea why we sit on the ground on Tisha B'av. Really, midinei avelus, Chazal feel that you don't have to sit on the ground. It's not like that aspect of Shiva should apply to Tisha B'av. So why do we sit on the ground at all? If that aspect of Shiva doesn't apply to Tisha B'av, what's the purpose? Said the Rav, the reason we sit on the ground on Tisha B'av is because we're all onanim on the Churban. We observe a status of meso muta lefanef. It's as if the Churban Beis HaMikdash is something fresh. It's like a new misa, so to speak. And we have to focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We have to say kinos. We have to have a profound sense of sadness for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it's because of our deep sadness for the Churban Beis HaMikdash that we have to observe aninus at the beginning of the day of Tisha B'av. And that's why we don't sit on the ground. That's why we sit on the ground on Tisha B'av. We can't sit on a chair. Said the Rav, that's exactly why this idea of yeshiva al gabei karka, of sitting on the ground on Tisha B'av, that only applies before chatzos. It only applies when we're saying Eicha, when we're saying kinos. Because that's the time of meisa muta lefanav. That's a time when it's as if the Churban Beis HaMikdash is something fresh. It's as if it's before the kvura. And we have to stay focused that time. We have to stay focused on trying to be misabel on the Churban, on trying to think about the Churban. It's almost like we're thinking about the Kvura, we're thinking about the mace, we're thinking about the Churban even more so. So that's why during the time of Kinos, we have to sit on the ground so that we'll stay focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This idea really is alluded to in the Maseches Sofrim, in one of the short Mesechtas that you find after Mesechta Avodah Zarah. In the Gemara, the Maseches Sofrim collects a lot of the different halachas. In Perek Yud Ches, this Maseches Sofrim writes as follows: V'yeshem enichen es haTorah al hakarka ba'atifa shchora. There are some who on Tisha B'av they'll put the Sefer Torah close to the ground in a black covering. Va'omer nafla teres roshenu, and they say, we've lost the crown of our heads. V'koranu maspidim, and they say lamentations, they say kinos, they say haspedim, eulogies, so to speak. Zokta Maseches Sofrim, ka'odom shemeso muta lefanav. People speak in a form of hesped on Tisha B'av. Oi, woe! They speak in a form of hesped, like meso muta lefanav. The Yesha Yardim Misaf Saleim Lamat, and some leave their chairs and they go and sit on the floor, etc. Adshi Ashlimu Ha'am Kinoseim, says the Maseches Sofrim, until when do people do this? Until when do they sit on the floor and they're Maspid Kodlim Shemesam Mutalafanav, until they finish the Kinos? This is exactly what the Rama is saying, that the idea of Yeshiva Gabekarka on Tisha B'Av is about feeling as if we're Mesam Mutalafanav. And when are we supposed to feel that way? Until the end of Kinos. So that's why we sit on the ground the night of Tisha B'Av and the day of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos, until we finish the Kinos at Chatzos, and then we sit once again on the chairs. It could be that this is why we don't put on talis and tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av. Not midine avelus, but rather midine meisam mutal lefanav. We know that one of the halachas of Meisam Mutal Lefanav, the Mishnah says in Brachas at the beginning of the third parak, that Komisha Meisam Mutal Lefanav is also b'chol mitzvah samuras b'torah. He's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. This is a dinder abonim. The onin is not allowed to do any mitzvahs mishum kavod hameis. In fact, there are some Rishonim who say not only is he potim in a mitzvahs, it's also for him to do mitzvahs because of kavod hameis. So in a similar way, if before Chatzos and Tisha B'Av were like Meisam Mutal Lefanav, so then we do daven shachris, even though the onin doesn't daven at all. That far Chazal didn't want us to go. But although we daven shachris, we don't put on talis and tefillin to demonstrate that we're like Mesa Mutal Lefanav, that it's as if the Misa, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is something fresh, and we have to stay focused on the covet of the Beis HaMikdash and to mourn the loss of the covet of the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, we don't put on talis and tefillin. Maybe that's the deeper meaning behind the third minig as well. The meaning not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av before Chatzos. We mentioned last time that the Bartanura in Psochim, in the Mishnayis in Psochim, he writes that the purpose of the Issa malacha on Tisha B'Av, for those who are knowing that way, that's in order not to be Mesiach Das from the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. What does that mean, not to be Mesiach Das from the Avelus? Perhaps what the Bartanura really has in mind is that on Tisha B'Av we're like Meso Motu Lefanav. We have to feel as if the Misa, the Churban, is something fresh. And just like an onen has to stay focused on his mace, and he has to be careful, to be concerned that the mace is nikbar karoy, that he's buried properly, we have to stay focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash as well. And when is that period of time of Meisam Mutal Lefanav on Tisha B'Av? That's before Chatzos. When we're osik in the kinos, when we're saying kinos and really thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have to stay focused. And that's why the minhag developed that many don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av before Chatzos, in order to have this din of Meisam Mutal Lefanav, in order to stay focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But after Chatzos, even though we do observe the Avelus of Shiva on Tisha B'Av, it's not quite like Meisam Mutal Lefanav, and therefore we're able to get up from the ground, we're able to put on talis and tefillin, we're able to do malacha, because we do observe the Avelus of Shiva throughout the day of Tisha B'Av, but the status of Meisam Mutal Lefanav only applies on Tisha B'Av at night, and Tisha B'Av in the morning before Chatzos. This yisod of the Rav, that on Tisha B'Av there really are two stages to the Avelus. There's the stage of Meso Mutal Lefanav that applies the night of Tisha B'Av and the morning before Chatzos, and then there's the stage of the Avelus of Shiva that applies for the rest of Tisha B'Av. This idea can help answer a very famous question. The Rosh in Maseches Tainis at the end of Siman Lamed Aleph, he writes, Kol Yomai Tomati, I always wondered, why do we say Nachem only in the tefillah of Mincha, Tisha B'Av? After all, Nachem, the part of the bracha of Yerushalayim, Ircha, we say, Nachem Hashem, Avele Tzion, Avele Yerushalayim. We ask for a Nechama, we daven that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be Menachem us, he should comfort us, and comfort Yerushalayim. So ask the Rosh, why should we say that special tefillah only Mincha time on Tisha B'Av? It's relevant to the whole day at first glance. If it's Me'ein Ha'ora, if it's something that's special to Tisha B'Av, then L'chora, we should have that tefillah everything for all the tefillahs of Tisha B'Av. Why just for Mincha? In fact, the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Tainios is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, that the Rambam holds that you should say Nachem all of the tefillahs of Tisha B'Av. Asks the Rosh, but that's not the minhag that we have. We follow the position of the Gaonim that we say Nachem only by Mincha on Tisha B'Av. Why should that be the case? The Beis Yosef quotes a tshuva of the Ritva, who answers that the reason why we only say Nachem Mincha time is even though it's quite relevant for the entire day of Tisha B'Av, but we can't say Nachem in the morning. Ela Shabbos v'Shachris shu k'mishem meso muta lefanav ve'eno benachama, says the Ritva, because at night and in the morning, it's like meisa mutar lefanav. The churban is so fresh, the emotions are so raw, and we have to stay focused on the churban. It's like meisa mutar lefanav. You can't call it a shas nechama. So that's why we don't say nachem. The Ritva himself happens to hold that even though we don't say nachem in the morning and at night, we say rachem. We do add to the Yerushalayim ircha. We don't say nachem, we say rachem. But our minig is not to say anything. We don't add to that brocha bichlal. We only add nachem in tfilas mincha because that's the shas nachom. That's when we've transitioned from the status of mesol mutal afanav to the avelus of shiva. It's a different state. Once the status of Mesa Mutalafanov is over on Tisha B'Av, then we're able to say Nachem. This is exactly the idea that the Rav wanted to suggest. That there really are two stages to the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. There's the stage of Mesa Mutalafanov, when we have to stay focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when we can't talk about Nechama. We can't be Osik in any Melacha. We have to sit on the ground. We can't wear Talis and Tefillin. It's a different stage. But then we transition at Chatzos to another stage, a stage of Avelus, where we observe the Avelus of Shiva on Tisha B'Av, and at that time we are able to achieve the status of Nechama, and we add Nachem to the Shmona Esrei. When does this stage begin, the stage of Mesa Mutal Afanav? So actually, it doesn't even begin on Tisha B'Av. It begins a little bit before Tisha B'Av. Mishnah in Tainus and Avchavav Mibes writes that Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin lo yochal basav lo yishtei yayin. That for the Seuda Hamafsekes, for the last Seuda before Tisha B'Av, person is not allowed to have shnei tavshilin. He can't have two cooked foods, not allowed to eat meat at all, and he can't drink wine. What's the purpose of this Seuda? What's the Seuda Hamafsekes coming to accomplish? So at first glance, you'd say the Seuda Hamafsekes is a Seuda Shel Reshus. It's a meal, a voluntary meal. A person can eat the Seuda Hamafsekes if he wants to, and if he's not hungry, he doesn't have to eat it. But there are certain limitations on the Seuda Hamafsekes. A person is not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilim. He can't have such a fancy meal. He can have one Tavshil, one cooked item. He's not allowed to eat meat. He's not allowed to drink wine. This is Medina the Mishnah. The reality is, during the 9 days, we're not going to be eating meat and drinking wine either. But from the din of the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to eat meat, not allowed to drink wine, but the extra added halacha that we have for the Seuda Hamafsekes is that we don't have Shnei Tavshilim. We don't have two cooked foods. First glance, you'd think the Seuda Hamafsekes is a Seuda Shel Reshus. It's a voluntary Seuda. But there are limitations. The limit is a person can't have such a grand Seuda. He can't have two Tavshilim. But perhaps the Seuda Hamafsekes can be understood in a different way. Perhaps the Seuda Hamafsekes has a special status. There's a kiyum, a special kiyum to the Seuda Hamafsekes. The Seuda Hamafsekes really sets the tone. It gets us into the mood for Tisha B'Av. The Seuda Hamafsekes perhaps is an integral part of Tisha B'Av. It's the bridge between the 9 days and Tisha B'Av. It's the moment that we begin the status of Meisa Mutar Lefanav. When we start to be Misabel in the most profound way for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we feel that the Churban is something fresh. We're now re-experiencing the Churban. We're feeling as if it's Meisa Mutar Lefanav. And that's why you're not allowed to eat Shnei Tavshilim, because the Seuda Hamafsekes is like a Seudas Aninus. It's like a Seuda of the Onen of someone who's Meisa Mutar Lefanav. And that's why it has a special status. It's not just there are limitations on the Seuda Shel Reshus, but rather the Seuda Hamafsekes has a special status in the progression of Avelus to lead us into Tisha B'Av. It really is the bridge between the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, and it begins the status of Meisa Mutar Lefanav. This idea is alluded to in the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says on the Aflamim min Hogel Shel Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Loi, Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Loi, one of the Tanoim had the minhag that Erev Tisha B'Av, Nevi'in lo pas chareva b'melach, they would bring him stale bread, he'd eat it with salt. We have the minhag to dip the bread into ashes. V'yoshev ben tana l'kirayim, and he would sit between the oven and the stove. Not such a nice place in the house. V'ochev v'shosa le'akiton shomayim, and he would drink water with it. Says the Gemara, V'dome k'mishamei samota lefanav. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi would eat the Seuda Shvol of the Seuda Hamafsekes, the lowly Seuda. He'd eat it in a lowly place, and he'd eat it in a lowly fashion. The ingredients of the Seuda, the food that he ate, was not a choshev type of meal. It wasn't an important type of meal, because he wanted to show that he was like Meisa Mutar Lefanav, that the Churban, it's as if the Churban just happened. And that's why he would eat this kind of Seuda. It's not just that it was a Seuda Shel Reshus, but there are limitations. No, there's a special kiyum in this Seuda. The Seuda Hamafsekes is the Seuda of the Onen, the Seuda of the one who's Meisa Mutar Lefanav. it could be that maybe it's not just a voluntary suda, but it's appropriate to have a suda mafsekes, to serve as that bridge, to be that suda shvala, that sudas aninus, that serves as the link between the 9 days and the Tisha B'Av, that really begins our status of Mesa Mutalafanov on Tisha B'Av. This idea that the suda mafsekes is really a sudas aninus, a suda of one who's Mesa Mutalafanov, can explain two other halachas. The Ramah writes in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Beis Sif Zayin that the minig is to eat the suda mafsekes sitting on the floor. Why should we sit on the floor for the suda mafsekes? Explains the Trumas Hadeshin according to one daya, exactly this point, that the suda mafsekes is a suda saninus. Just like an onen sits on the ground, as we explained before, the onen is not allowed to be masiv, he can't recline when he's eating. And he sits on the ground. Why? Because he's supposed to stay focused on kvura sameis. He's supposed to stay focused on the relative who's just been niftar. So too, the suda mafsekes is a suda saninus. It's a suda of one who's mesa mutalafanav. It's as if the churban occurred right now. And we have to stay focused. And the way that we do it is by sitting on the ground. We're not going to have an important meal. We're not going to have a grand meal. But rather, we're not going to have shnei tavshilim. We're going to sit on the ground and have the suda shvala. This idea that the suda mafsekes is a suda shvala, a suda saninus, a suda of mesa mutalafanav can help explain also why the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Beis Sifches that the minig is not to be mezamein for this suda. We try not to have three people together so that we're not going to have a zimun. Because the pasuk in Eicha says, Yeshiv bodad v'idam, that a person should sit alone. He shouldn't sit with other people. If we sit together, then perhaps we'll be chayiv in a zimun. So the minig is that we don't sit together. Three men don't sit together so that they won't have the chayiv of zimun. The Tur asks, we know that an ovel is chayiv in zimun, even during Shiva. And Ovel does do a Zeman if there are three people together. So why by the Suda Mafsekes is there no Zeman? Perhaps the answer is that the Suda Mafsekes is like a Sudas Aninus. And the reality is that an Onen is not allowed to be Mezame. He has to stay alone. He has to stay focused. We're afraid if he eats with other people, he's going to forget about his mace. The Onen is not allowed to be Mezame. The reality is the Onen is not allowed to say Birchas HaMazon at all. So we do say Birchas HaMazon. Chazal don't go that far. We say Birchas HaMazon for the Suda Mafsekes, but we're not Mezamein. Why? The same idea. Because this is like a Suda Saninus. The Suda Mafsekes is like the Suda of Misha Mesa Mutal Lofonov. And just like the Onen is not Mezamein, we are not Mezamein either. These are the two stages of the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. There's the stage of Mesa Mutal Lofonov, which begins with the Suda Mafsekes, and it continues the night of Tisha B'Av and the morning of Tisha B'Av as well until Chatzos. And then we begin the second stage. That's the stage of Avelus of Shiva that we observe on Tisha B'Av, which is different than Mesa Mutalafanav. That's the time that we're able to get up from the ground. It's a time when we can do malacha. It's a time when we can put on talis and tefillin because we've transitioned from the status of Mesa Mutalafanav to the status of an Ovel during Shiva. And it's a time that we can say Nachem as well. Mincha, after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, we are able to say Nachem. But at first glance, that seems difficult. Say Nachem at Mincha time. Why is Mincha on Tisha B'Av a time of Nechama? The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chavtes says that actually, close to Shkia on Tisha B'Av, the Goyim set fire to the Heichal. They set fire to the Heichal and the Heichal started to burn. So is this really a time of Nechama? Is that really a time that we should feel comforted for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? At first glance, that should be a time of heightened Avelis for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why is that Dafka the time that we say Nachem in the Tefillah? The Rav explained based on the Medrash that's quoted in Tosus and Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Tes, Mizmor La'Asav Elokim Bo Goyim B'Nachlasecha Timu Asecha Al Kodshecha. That Asaf said a Mizmor, he said a Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim came in and they destroyed your Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash asks, Kina La'Asav Miboyle, why does it say Mizmor La'Asav, Asaf said a Shira, it should have been a Kina. It's a sad type of singing. It shouldn't have been a Mizmor. But the answer is that Asaf sang a Mizmor Because as the Pasuk says in Eicha Kila Hashem Chamasto Vayatzes Eish B'tzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he was Kila Chamasto Aleitzim V'Alavonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on the stones and on the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but he preserved Klal Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. It's because he wanted to save Klal Yisrael to be able to redeem them in the future that he took out his wrath on the Beis HaMikdash and not on Klal Yisrael themselves. Yes, it's true that the burning of the Heichal is a very sad time. It's a tragic event. But the reality is it also was an act of love. It demonstrated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, because it enabled the preservation of Klal Yisrael. It gave us the potential for Geula to be able to reconnect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is our tefillah. Our tefillah on Tisha B'Av is that we should taka bizocha to the ultimate Geula. Hopefully this year should not be, we shouldn't even have to observe Tisha B'Av. We hope that Tisha B'Av will be transformed into a Yom Tov and will be zocha to the Geula Shleima and to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mheira V'Yameinu. Amen. Thank you very much and have a good night.